أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم، وبه نستعين وهو خير الناصر ومعين. وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وآله الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من يوم عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. اللهم أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمنا بنور الفهم. اللهم افتح علينا خزائن علومك برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Today is the second lesson or the second day of our daily recitation and exegesis of the Quran or the tafsir of Quran, inshallah. Let me just quickly share the Quran slide, and then we can have different people for reciting the Quran, inshallah. Those who were unable to recite yesterday, if you can just raise your hand so I know that who's left, and inshallah, I will ask today to you guys to recite, inshallah. Thank you, Brother Dilawar. There are two people on one ID.
Yes, Maulana, but I don't know where he's going right now.
Okay.
I'm the only one right now.
Okay. Today we are doing from reciting from verse number 38, chapter 2, which is chapter Baqarah. Baqarah means obviously the cow, and this chapter is related to Bani Israel. Inshallah, I'll talk about Bani Israel when we reach to the verse 40, inshallah. Bismillah, sister.
Me?
Yes, bismillah.
Which ayat, which one we are reading?
No, we read from verse number 38. قُلْ نَحْبِطُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا till وَلَا يُنصَرُونَ, the whole page, like from 38 to 48.
أَوْزُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّحِيمِ قُلْ نَحْبِطُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا أُولَئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَتِيَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَأَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِي أُوفِ بِعَهْدِكُمْ وَإِيَّايَ فَارْهَبُونِ وآمنوا بما أنزلت مصدقا لما معكم ولا تكونوا أول كافر به ولا تشتروا بآياتي ثمنا قليلا وإياي فاتقون ولا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل وتكتموا الحق وأنتم تعلمون وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُو رَبِّهِمْ وَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَتِيَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَأَنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمَ اللَّهِ تجزي نفس عن نفسي شيئا ولا يقبل منها شفاعة ويؤخذ منهم
ولا يؤخذ
منها عدل ولا هم ينظرون ينظرون
أحسنتم. Inshallah, those who have done the recitation classes, they should read it with the rules of tajweed, inshallah. There are many things which are said in this page, and these are very important things which we need to, inshallah, talk about. Means that the whole page is talking about Bani Israel, their characteristics, and especially where it says وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ بِهِ وَلَا تَلْبِسُوا الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ. Now, I will talk about Bani Israel later when we go to the فَضَّلْنَا عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ, like verse number 47. So, but before that, those who have raised their voices, raise their hands, keep their hands up. So when we move on to the next page, I will ask them. But here the story of Bani Israel is starting from here. In chapter 2, Allah started with the characteristics of the mu'mineen, the believers, how they are, what they believe. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about the kafirin, or the disbelievers. And now from this page onwards, the story of Bani Israel started, and then the story of the cow will come, obviously, in chapter Baqarah. Baqarah means cow. So Allah will talk about the chapter Baqarah. Now, the important thing is, obviously, here, Ya Bani Israel, udhkuru ni'mati. O Bani Israel, remember the blessing which I gave to you, an'amtu alaykum. Wa awfu bi ahdi, ufi bi ahdikum iyaya farahun. And you must be attentive, or you must fulfill the promise which you made to me, and I will fulfill the promise. وَأُوفِي بِأَحْدِكُمْ وَإِيَّا يَفَرْحَبُونَ وَآمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلْتَ مُصَدِّقًا. So here Allah says that you must believe in the thing that we send upon you, which is the verifier, which is with you. Obviously, the Bani Israel, from before them, obviously there was Prophet Dawood, and they had the Torah before it, and then Hazrat Musa came and he brought Torah. Zabur was before it, so the Torah obviously was the verifier of what they had before from the previous prophets, the generations which were before that, and there were other scripts as well. So whatever they had, it was a verifier for all those things. That's the first thing. And it is also said about the Quran as well. So it is about the Quran that, O Bani Israel, you need to believe in the Quran, because Allah has sent it as the verifier, musaddiqan, lima ma'akum, what you have. It's in the Old Testament or New Testament. Obviously, they have divided it. Obviously, we had the Zabur, Torah, and the Injil. وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ بِهِ. Now, this is strange, that Allah is talking to Bani Israel, and he is saying to Bani Israel, don't be the first who become disbeliever or disbelieving towards the Quran. Okay? And do not sell تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا, by the, sell the verses of the Quran. It has another meaning. We have this thing right now as well. So basically, Allah says that do not become kafir. This is important, that whenever you get something which is the verifier and which is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then when a person knows the truth and after that he tries to deny the truth, he becomes the first kafir. And this thing happens in our life. Sometimes, those who do not have studied enough, unfortunately, I have to say this, we have many people in the West, in UK, in US, in other parts of the world, did not spend enough time in the houses, and right now they become, for example, the president alim or something like that. They have a position. They go to the member, and whenever there is something said to them which is right, and they know it is right, but obviously it's against their will, it's against their, you know, we can say like things that they were saying, or maybe he wants to keep that position. So they hide things and they refuse to accept the things. Well, I remember like a couple of, it was last year, I think, I had a video, it was in English, that, you know, in we read Dua Iftitah in the month of Ramadan after the Isha prayer. In Dua Iftitah, we have a phrase which says that وَقِلَّةُ عَدَدِنَا, our number is very less, and our aduv, which is enemies, they are many, many. So, oh Allah, help us, send Imam of the time, inshallah, may he hasten. And there was a guy who was a kind of like a scholar, maybe, and he was basically giving the Friday sermon, and he refused to accept this, and he said, no, this is not about this. We should not read Dua Iftitah. He was refusing everything, like Dua Iftitah, which has been given to us by Imam Mahdi alayhi salam by himself. Because, you know, it is said in the beginning of Dua Iftitah that this is a dua which has reached to us from Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So he refused everything. And why? Because obviously there are certain reasons that some people become the, you know, we say like, they are the mullahs of the governments. So there are other reasons behind it. So they refuse the things. There is no need to read such du'as. There are many people who talk about refusing the hadith kisa, right? You know, we have this in Pakistan and India as well. They refuse. There are many things which are from the basic things of the religion, and we believe in them, and we have the references of them in the Quran. They refuse it. So this is the first thing, that when you got something which is the verifier and which is very clear, we should not, you know, disbelieve or refuse the things. That's the first thing. The second thing is, وَلَا تَلْبِسُوا الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتَكْتُمُوا الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. This is very important. وَلَا تَلْبِسُوا الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ. Do not cover the truth with the falsehood. وَتَكْتُمُوا الْحَقَّ. And hide the truth, وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, while you know. This is very important. And in today's world, our responsibility is to declare the right. It is the haq. And when Allah is saying this to Bani Israel, we can see this in today's world. Why there is an Islamophobia in the whole world? It's because there are some people who are تَلْبِسُ الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ. They are covering or dressing the truth with the falsehood. ISIS is one of the examples. Daesh is one of the examples. Taliban is one of the examples. Ali Saud is another example, who are killing the Yemeni people or the kids, and they have this war. The most of these Arab countries who are signing contracts with the Zionist regime, they are another example. What they are doing, تَلْبِسُ الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ. They are working on the enemy's agenda. They are the, you know, we can say like the agents of the enemies. What they are doing, تَلْبِسُ الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ. And the second thing is, وَتَكْتُمُ الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. And they are hiding the truth while they know. تَعْلَمُونَ is the, you know, Allah says, you know, أنتم, you all. Allah is talking directly to the person. And they know the right, they know the truth, but they are hiding it. And that's why Ayatollah Khamenei has said that we need to do tabyeen, jihad-e-tabyeen. He introduced a new kind of, you know, this is a word, tabyeen. Tabyeen means that to explain what is right. Why? Because in today's world, people are hiding the thing. I think I made some slides for jihad-e-tabyeen. Let me see if I can quickly share those slides. That in that I've just worked on the root word of the jihad tabiin, and from the Quranic perspective, and how do we need to obviously do, and what are the consequences of those who basically hide the truth. And this is obviously something which is dangerous. If we do not pay attention to this, then obviously there are consequences which are waiting for us. Jihad al-tabyin from the Quranic perspective. We all know that there are two jihads. Obviously, we have the minor jihad and the greater jihad. I want to participation, inshallah, if you guys can also participate by unmuting your mics. The minor jihad, what is the minor jihad? Anyone answering? And what do we mean with the greater jihad?
So the minor jihad is when people go and participate in the war with their lives and their money and that thing. The greater jihad is jihad al-nafs.
Ahsan, jihad al-nafs, reformation, when we try to correct ourselves. So these are the two types of jihad which we generally know. Now, there is a new thing which is said, jihad al-tabiyyin, okay? So when we have greater jihad, which we know from before, from the Quran, and we have minor jihad, when we talk about the jihad al-tabiyyin, it is something which is mix of both things. It is the mixture of the minor and greater. When we talk about the minor, obviously the grounds are changed. Now we don't have these, you know, wars with the like hot war or the hard war, we can say. Rather, we have the media, we have, you know, this the social media, different types of it. It can be Instagram, I don't know, Facebook, WhatsApp, news, television, movies, dramas. I don't know, all these things. These are the grounds, the today's ground where we are basically having trouble with the enemies. And the greater jihad is obviously our own selves. We need to educate ourselves first. And if we can educate ourselves, then obviously we can answer. Tabyin means to explain. So, you know, when it is said, al-alimu bil-amal, that a person who practically performs the things that he says, he practically does those things, his wordings have more effect, or his wordings only have effect. And the person who does not, you know, practice by himself and he just says, that person does not have any kind of impact, or the wordings do not have any effect on the people. So jihad al-tabiyyin is something in the middle of both. When we look at the root word, just look at the root word of tabiyyin in the Arabic. It says bayyana tabiyyina, you know, fa'ala yufa'ilu taf'il. It's a dry verb form. The thing which has become clear, ashkar, roshan, like, you know, being clear. So tabyin means clearing. When we look at the Quran, we find, for example, yubayyinu, mubayyinat, tabayyana, mubin, tabayyan. These are the words that we generally find in the Quran from the root word bayana. And it's not bayna, because bayna yaday is something else. Bayna means in the middle. Bayana, there's a root word. We have mubin, tabayyana, tabayyanu. Some of the examples, if we want to look at the Quranic verses, for example, Allah says, كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. That is the way how Allah made clear, لَكُمْ, for you. Thus does Allah make clear to you, آيَاتِهِ, his verses, his signs, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ, maybe you all, understand. So this is one of the examples of وَآتَيْنَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. Allah has given clear evidences, clear proofs to the Jesus son of Mary. Then we have like قَدْ بَيَّنَ الْآيَاتِ. Again, this is another example. I'm just giving example of those words which I said, like from the root word بَيَّنَا, we have بَيَّنَا مُبِين. So how it appears in the Quran. We have a verse which is closer to tabyin, because you know the word jihad al-tabyin is been used by Ayatollah Khamenei. And he said this to everyone, to the youth. He said to those who go for the, you know, Muharram, those who recite Noha, those who are active in the social media. For everyone, it is necessary to do jihad al-tabyin in today's world. And this is the responsibility. Now, tabiyyin, obviously, this verse is closer to the meaning of tabiyyin, which obviously we want to say. Now here, why it is closer, this story is about Hazrat Uzair alayhi salam, that when Hazrat Uzair, he passed from a valley and it was fallen into a ruin. ruin. And he asked, like, how Allah, you will bring the dead ones alive, how you make them alive. You know, أَنَّا يُحْيَ هَذِهِ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهِ, after they are dead, how Allah will make them alive. Allah said that in the Quran, this is the verse of Quran, chapter Baqarah 259, inshallah, we'll reach to this, that I made him to die, فَأَمَاتَهُ. You see, this is maut. 400 years. ثُمَّ بَعْثَ, then we raised him. And I asked him, how much did you, you know, you slept? He said, half a day or maybe more than that. And Allah said, like, look at your, you know, animal, and look at the food that you have. And we made it, you know, we revived everything for him. فَلَمَّا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ. Now here, the word تَبَيَّنَ is used. Allah made it clear to him. Now, why I said this is closer to the meaning of tabiyyin, it is not tabiyyin. We haven't explained the tabiyyin. What is it? Why it is closer? It is because Hazrat Uzair was a Muslim. He believed in Allah. He believed on the day of judgment. He believed Allah will revive the people. He will make them alive again. But how he does it, he didn't know about it. The procedure. He had a question about the procedure. So here, there is no doubt in it. Like, he did not have any kind of doubt in it. But he wanted to know more about it. He wanted to make clear things or know about the procedure. So Allah has, you know, made this clear for him. Now, when we look at the actual verse of the Quran, which has the jihad tabiyyin in it, which is talking about the jihad tabiyyin, the first example can be chapter Nahl, verse number 44. Bil bayyinati was zubur, with the clear evidences and zubur, and the scriptures. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ, and what we have sent upon you, الذِّكْر, the zikr, لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ, so that you make clear for the mankind, مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. This is the part. People have changed their beliefs. People are having doubts. You know, when we want explanation of something, that is something else. When there is a doubt, for example, people were following the Jesus, Christ has come. He said that you need to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is one God. And later, people start worshiping Jesus or the Mary, or they bring partners for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Holy Spirit, for example. Now, this is what they have changed the religion. So, ما نزل إليهم, what was sent towards them, and they made changes. Now, O Prophet, you need to work hard and you need to convey the right message to them. In today's world, the picture of Islam is being changed by the enemies. This is everyone's duty to bring people back to the original Islam, to inform people about the original Islam. And that is from the Quran. So this is the duty of the Prophet and obviously all of us. The second example is يا أهل الكتاب قد جاءكم رسولنا, or the book, people of book, certainly towards you our messenger came. Sorry. رسولنا يبين لكم كثيرا مما كنتم تخفون. You know, he came to make clear the things that you كنتم تخفون, which you used to hide. Min al-kitab, from the kitab. Allah has sent clear verses. I had a session, I think, maybe it's on YouTube or not, I need to check. The Orthodox Pope from Rome, he came, he visited Iran last month, and I had a couple of TV sessions with him. There is a channel, Sultan TV, we had together, we had a program, because he was talking about the Christian perspective about the marriage and the family life, and I was talking from the Islamic perspective. There he admitted and he said that we have some verses that you have in the Quran, but the people from before, like the people who changed the actual Bible, they removed those verses. And he said, I found them in some of the old scripts, but I cannot bring it in front of people because of the reasons that I have or limitations. Obviously, he's a pop and he's holding a position. So he said that I cannot declare these things, but I have seen these in some of the scripts, and I have seen that purposely those who were before him or, you know, throughout the history, they have removed these verses. For example, you know, we have a verse which he clearly said, and I remember, you know, we have verse that Ista'inu bis-sabri was-salat. Seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the fast, with the sabr, with the fasting, was-salat and praying. This is a clear order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when you want to seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so seek through fasting and praying. Like when we, in normal days, if you have a problem, if there is something you want, fast for a day and then pray on that day, like an extra prayer or maybe a 2 rakat prayer. And then ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said that we have this verse in some of the old scripts, but the fellows that he had, they don't allow him to bring it back or to talk about it. But he said that I have seen it in the scripts. So Allah is saying that, O Ahlul Kitab, we are Ahlul Kitab. We have a Quran. We believe in all books. The messenger came to us. He made clear the Islam. What is the actual Islam? This is according to the Quran. And he made clear whatever was before it and those used to hide. In today's world, it is everyone's duty to make clear what the others are hiding from the actual Islam. The picture which they are showing, the Wahhabism, the Takfirism, the Wahhabis, the picture which they are showing is not the right picture of Islam. So whose duty is to do that? It is our duty. And this is what Ayatollah Khamenei has said, that it is upon everyone to do Jihad-e-Tabiyin. So this is one of the, this is the other example of Jihad-e-Tabiyin. Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, you know, when he was struck by Ibn Muljim, and obviously the month of Ramadan, 19th of the Ramadan was the day. After that, he made some, you know, his will to Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. In that he said, Wallahi Allah fil jihad bi amwalikum. By God, fil jihad. When you want to do jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, struggle in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bi amwalikum, do it with your wealth, wa anfusikum, and your souls, wa alsinatikum, fi sabilillah, and your tongues in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this is jihad al-tabniyin, alsinatikum fi sabilillah. We need to talk, we must explain people. Maybe it can be through, you know, a message, or a discussion or anything. So this is upon everyone to do that. Now the conditions of doing jihad al-tabiyin is that those who wants to do jihad al-tabiyin, who are they? Illallazina, those who tabu, who repent. Wa aslahu, they reform. You know, once we repent, we seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we reform ourselves. We make things correct, the things which we made wrong. And wabayyanu, again, this is tabiyin. And they make clear the concepts to the people. Fa'ula'ika, these are those people. Atubu alayhim, Allah says, I accept their repentance. If someone does tawbah, repentance, and he reforms himself, he does not repeat the, you know, the mistakes he has done. And if it is related to different people, he makes it right. He makes it clear to the people. وَبَيَّنُوا, and he clears it. He talks about it. He describes it. فَأُولَٰئِكَ أَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَنَا التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. I think I talked about the difference of, the difference of the أَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِ or أَتُوبُ إِلَى. تُوبُ إِلَى. Yesterday we talked about it. Ilah is towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Atubu alayh is for those who are, it is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those who strive for the jihad, what is it? The reward for him is that Allah accepts his repentance, and Allah says, Anat tawabur rahim. You know, Allah is talking about himself that he is basically loving us. And that's why he says that, Anat Tawwabur Rahim, I am the one who accepts the repentance. You know, it is a superlative form. And after that, Ar-Rahim, the most merciful. So this is the reward for those who are doing the tabyin or jihadi tabyin. Now, there is an ultimatum in the Quran as well, that those who refuse to do, or those who are not doing jihad al-tabiyyin, because jihad al-tabiyyin is the ultimatum. It is the hujjat at this time. Everyone needs to do it, because if we want the reappearance of Imam of the time, Imam Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam, then definitely we need to do this. Otherwise, there is no, you know, use of just living, eating, working, and that's it. This is everyone's doing that. What's our duty? Our duty is to do tabyin. Our duty is to make clear the concepts of Islam which are wrongly said to the people. It is our duty to make it right to our own generations, to our own kids, our own society, the Muslim society as well as the non-Muslim society. So it's for both of them. It's not just for the non-Muslims. I'm not talking about this jihad al-tabyin is not only about the non-Muslims. It is about the Muslims. If today our kids are, you know, they're converting to Christianity or Judaism or maybe other religions, or if they're becoming an atheist, why is it so? Because we have not done our part. The duty which we have, this duty we did not perform it. And those who do not do this duty, Allah is talking to them. Allah says, "Inna al-ladhina," certainly those. Sorry for this. This is one of the heaviest verses, and obviously let me just explain and then you can understand, like, how Allah do not have a joke with anyone. Like, he straightforward is talking to everyone. Al-inna alladhina, certainly those who, yaktumuna, they hide, ma anzalna min al-bayyinati wal-huda, whatever we have revealed or sent down from the clear evidences, wal huda, and the guidance, min ba'di, after ma bayyanahu lin-nas fil kitab, after we have made it clear for the mankind in the book. Allah has said there are five time prayers. Allah has said fasting is wajib on the one who's baligh. I know many people who have their, for example, daughters became like 24 years or 21. And when I said to them, like, it is upon your daughter to, like, she has to fast, they said, like, Maulana, we never let her fast during the month of Ramadan. She never fasted in her life. How can she do that? She had exams and this and that. So there are many, many examples you can see around yourself. الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. This applies on everyone. This applies on me too. If I'm hiding, if I'm not conveying the proper message. After the evidence is clear, proofs have come, after the guidance have come, and after it is made clear for the mankind in the script, fil kitab, in the book, ulaika, if there are some people who hides it, who do not talk about the right thing, maybe they think, it's our thinking basically, we have a fear. Whereas the truth is truth and it has its own effect, the positive effect, not the negative. So if someone hides it, does not do this jihad, Allah says, ulaika, those who deny to do so, or those who hide the, conceal the truth, ulaika, yal'anuhumullah, Allah curses upon them, wa yal'anuhumul la'inun, and those who curse, they also curse. You know how many times we said beshumar, like, you know, when we curse upon the enemies of Ahlul Bayt. You know, we say beshumar, like it's unlimited, you know, curse upon the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt. Allah says, wa yal'anuhumul la'inun, and those who curse upon others, their curse also goes towards these people who hide the religion, who hide the truth, who hide the guidance. The guidance is Quran, teachings of the Quran. The clear evidences are there. We all are, you know, it applies to everyone. It doesn't matter whether we are the followers of Ahlul Bayt. It does not. It applies upon us if we are hiding the true religion. If our generations are converting to maybe like atheist or other religions, or they're becoming non-religion, or you know this term that is becoming famous, like practicing Muslim, non-practicing Muslim. If we have such thing, then obviously this is the time to think, what should I do? This is the time to get the guidance from the Quran, to start talking with our generations, with our family members, those who are close to us. If I don't know, it is time for me to learn. If I learn today, tomorrow I can speak about it. If I don't learn, obviously I cannot say anything. I will leave things on, for example, the Maulana or that activist or that person who knows better than me, or we will try to look around us to find some people. So it is better to learn about this. So this is the time. The month of Ramadan is the month Allah said that we send this Quran in this month. Hudan linnasi wa bayyina. Again, in the verse which I recited, that Allah has sent this Quran in the month of Ramadan. Why? Hudan linnas. This is the guidance for the mankind. Wal bayyina, and the clear proof, clear evidences. So this is the time to learn about the Quran and inshallah to live according to it. So the next verse, which is the ultimatum, it is وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولِ, and those who oppose the messenger. You know, messenger has said, pray five time prayers. It is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many people who refuse. وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى, and those who opposes the messenger after what is being made clear, you know, after guidance has become clear to him. وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and there are many people out there, you know that, I know that, who are following the path which is other than mu'mineen. وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, they're not following the path of the mu'mineen. They love to be the non-practicing Muslim, for example. They're not following the سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّ وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا, we will give him what he has taken and drive him into hell. You know, whatever he wants this word, Allah gives him the word. He wants money, Allah gives him money. He wants, I don't know, 10 houses, Allah give him. Whatever he wants, he give him in this world everything. But on the other hand, he says that we will drive him into the hellfire. وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا, we drive him into the hellfire, and evil is as a destination, or evil is the destination. Wasa'at masira, and how at the you know, the worst, sa'a is from evil, or the worst, or evil is the masir, the final destination of such person. So inshallah, may Allah give us tawfiq to understand the Quran. So this was wala talbisul haqqo bil batili wa taktumul haqqo wa antum ta'lamun. In today's world, if we want this application of this verse, that how can we, you know, be on the right path, and what we should do, how can we not be amongst those who used to hide the, you know, haq with the batil, or change the haq, change the truth with the falsehood, and they were hiding the truth while they know. If we do not want to be amongst those, then it is the clear statement of Ayatollah Khamenei that you must do jihad at-tabiin. For that, obviously, we have, like all of you, mashallah, are attending different, you know, courses, classes. You're trying to understand even this lesson that we have, the exegesis of the Quran, obviously. This will also help us. This is the month which we need to make ourselves. This is the month of reformation. So inshallah, let's pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and especially pray at the sahar time. You know, when you eat sahar at that time, pray from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the truth, haqq, and to help us and to take us out of the darkness, because Allahu waliyul ladina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila nur. Allah is the close guardian of those who believe, and he takes them out from darknesses towards the light. This is what we want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After that, obviously, here is the story of Bani Israel. Ya Bani Israel, اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين. We have heard this thing many times. I remember that I went to the province of Sindh, you know, almost, we can say, like 3 years ago. And from Sakhar University, and even from Karachi University in Pakistan, there were some students who were about to convert to the Judaism, and some were converting to the Christianity. And it was a question for me, because they came to me and they said that, Maulana, can you explain us from the Quran? They had different questions about things. But the main thing which they had was, they said, like, you know, the Judaism and the Christianity are the parent religions of Islam. Like, Judaism is the parent religion for Christianity, and Christianity is the parent religion for the Islam. Then why don't we go back towards the origin from where we came? So this was a kind of argument. And this clicked in my mind, like, I have to, like, search about this. Because in the Quran, and they were bringing these verses, you know, they're bringing the evidences from the Quran that it is Bani Israel, it is the Judaism. And the translation was, like, which they were used to do, they were doing. They said, Allah said in the Quran that, oh, Jews, remember that we an'amtu alaykum wa anni faddaltukum. I made you superior upon other words. And I answered them at that time. I said them the thing which I'm going to tell you. But there was a question in my mind that, is Judaism and Christianity different from Bani Israel or not? You know, once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks to Ali Dawood, the sons of Dawood, or the Muslims, and once Allah says that, oh, Muslims, like, he talks about a specific nation, and then he talks about the Islam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I've searched in the Quran, and I've looked at the verses, what I found is, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the, you know, the blessings about this, that we made you superior upon the words, and he talks about the different blessings, for example, manu salwa, the food, and other blessings which Allah has made, Allah is talking to Bani Israel, not Judaism. Because for Judaism, we have the word Yahud in the Quran. Or Ya Ayyuhalladina Hadu. Hadu or Yahud, these are the words for Judaism, for Jews, a specific religion that we have now. For Christianity, Allah used the word Nasara in the Quran. Nasara, Christians. But when Allah is talking about the, you know, the people at the time of the Jesus, Prophet Jesus alayhi salam, and the people at the time of Prophet Moses alayhi salam, or maybe at the time of the Prophet who were at the right religion, which was brought by the Prophet Jesus alayhi salam, Allah is saying, Ya Bani Israel, all the sons of Israel, means the generations of Ishaq alayhi salam, Bani Israel, all the people of Israel. So this is different from Judaism. And when Allah talks about their deviation from the right path, Allah refers to the Judaism. Like, there are some verses, inshallah, we'll bring those verses, where Allah said that the Nasara, the Christians, and the Jews, they have deviated from the path which we made for them. And where Allah is talking about the punishment, he is using the word for the Judaism and the Christians. Like, when he talks, like, he says, like, you know, in the Quran, there is a verse that the Jews, they say that we will go to the paradise, and the Christians, they say we go to the paradise definitely. And Allah says, like, I will basically judge between them. And he says that to them, that did you brought any kind of, you know, agreement with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or did Allah made an agreement to you that he will definitely put you into the heaven and the others into the hell? So when Allah is condemning these two religions in the Quran, the verses in which, like, directly their names have come, like Yahud and Nasara, there's a condemnation. And there is a condition, like he says, like, if from the Yahud and Nasara, from the Jews and the Christians, if there is anyone who is about to go to the paradise, there are these conditions. If he is on this religion with these conditions, then Allah will send them to the paradise. It is for the Muslims as well, in the same words. But Bani Israel itself is the people. For example, you know, we are the followers of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And similarly, they were the followers of their prophets, Bani Israel. Therefore, whenever we look at the Quran, Bani Israel is not Judaism. Do not translate or do not think when we translate it as Ya Bani Israel, all the people of the or the sons of the Israel. This does not mean Jews. These were the Muslims of that time. These were the followers of the real follower of their prophet, or they were the Muslims of that time who followed the footsteps of the prophet, and Allah gave them all these things, inshallah. Sister Ifra, if you can recite the next page.
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين. الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ نجيناكم من آل فرعون يسومونكم سوء العذاب. سوء العذاب يذبحون أبناءكم ويستحيون نساءكم. وفي ذلكم بلاء من ربكم عظيم. وإذ فرقنا بكم البحر فأنجيناكم وأغرقنا آل فرعون وأنتم تنظرون. وإذ وعدنا أربعين ليلة ثم اتخذتم بعده وأنتم
ظالمون. I think we have a bad thing for the voice.
Okay. Sister, can you use a microphone or like headphone? Are you using a speaker?
Yeah. Is it not clear?
It's clear now. It is clear now.
Okay. So I move a little bit forward here. ثم عفونا عنكم من بعد ذلك لعلكم تشكرون وإذ آتينا موسى الكتاب والفرقان لعلكم تهتدون وإذ قال موسى لقومه يا قوم إنكم ظلمتم أنفسكم باتخاذكم العجل بِاتِّخَاذِكُمُ الْعِجْلَ فَتُوبُوا إِلَى بَارِئِكُمْ فَاقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ عِنْدَ بَارِئِكُمْ فَتَابَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَنْ نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرَةً فَأَخَذَتْكُمُ الصَّاعِقَةُ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوْتِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْغَمَامَ وَأَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى كُلُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ وَمَا ظَلَمُونَا وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ
أحسنتم. Thank you, Sister Surya. Next page. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا ادْخُلُوا please unmute your mic.
Yeah. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا ادْخُلُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ قريتي فقلوا منها حيث شئتم رغدا وادخلوا الباب السجود وقولوا
سجدا
وقولوا حطة حتة نغفر لهم خطاياهم وسنزيد المحسنين. فبدل الذين ظلموا قولا غير الذي قيل لهم فأنزلنا على الذين ظلموا رجزا من السماء بما كانوا يفسقون. وإذ استسقى موسى لقومه فقلنا اضرب بعصاك الحجر فانفجرت منه اثنتا عشرة عين قد علم كل أناس مشربهم كلوا واشربوا من رزق الله ولا تعصوا في الأرض مفسدين. وإذ قلتم يا موسى لن نصبر على طعام واحد فادع لنا ربك يخرج لنا مما تنبت الأرض من بقلها وقثائها وفومها وعدسها وبصلها. قال أتستبدلون الذي هو أدنى للذي هو خير احبطوا مصرا فإنكم ما سألتم وزربت عليهم الذلة والمسكنة وباءوا بغضب من الله ذلك بأنهم كانوا يكفرون بآيات الله ويقتلون النبي بغير الحق نبيين بغير الحق ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون.
أحسنتم. Thank you. Sister Masuma. بسم الله. Next page.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا والذين هادوا والنصارى والصابعين ما آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وعامل صالحا فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. وإذا أخذنا ميثاقكم ورفعنا فوقكم الطور خذوا ما آتيناكم بقوة واذكروا ما فيه لعلكم تتقون. ثم توليتم من بعد ذلك فلولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته لكنتم من الخاسرين. ولقد علمتم الذين اعتدوا منكم في السبت فقلنا لهم كونوا قرادة خاسئين.
قرادة. If you stretch راء it becomes ألف مد. قرادة.
قرادة خاسئين. فجعلناها نكالا لما بين يديها وما خلفها وموعدة للمتقين. وإذ قال موسى لقومه إن الله يأمركم أن تذبحوا بقرة قالوا أتتخذونا هزوا قال أعوذ بالله أن أكون من الجاهلين. قالوا ادعوا لنا ربك يبين لنا ما هي. قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة لا فارض ولا بكر أعوان بين ذلك ففعلوا ما تؤمرون. قال ادعوا لنا ربك يبين لنا ما لونها. قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة صفراء فاقع لونها تسر الناظرين. قال ادعوا
Thank you. أحسنتم. Now, here we have the story of Bani Israel, obviously from verse number, 67. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ. Here, the chapter Baqarah, the second chapter is named as Baqarah. So this is the verse, and from here onwards, the story of Baqarah, the story of cow, is starting. But before this, we have many things in these two pages which we recited. I just did not want you to interfere. The first thing which we had is, Allah said, وَإِذْ وَعَدْنَا مُوسَىٰ أَرْبَعِينَ لَيْلَةً. Allah called Hazrat Musa alayhi salam for 40 days. We know that. How many of you know about the story of Musa alayhi salam when he went to the tour for 40 days? But, he went to 30 days and became 40. And when he came back, there was a magician who was basically controlling the nation. And Harun was at that time the representative of Prophet Musa. How many of you know the story? Or how many of you do not know the story? That should be easy. Who do not know?
I don't.
Who do not
know? I don't know.
Raise your hands.
Okay.
I don't.
If we don't raise the hand, or we do?
Yes, if you don't raise your hand, it means you know the story. If you raise your hand, it means you do not know the story. Okay. Basically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Musa alayhi salam is known as Kalimullah, he used to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kalim means doing kalam or speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah called Musa for 30 days towards Tur, so he wanted to give him the book, and obviously there were other things which were promised to given to him, some miracles as well. And Allah wanted Musa alayhi salam to come. And Musa alayhi salam, the Prophet Musa, when he went to Tur, he left Prophet Harun, who was his brother, as his successor amongst the people for those 30 days. And for some reason, it became 40 days. So the thing was changed from 30 to 40 days. Now, when Prophet Musa left the place, there was a guy who was a magician, basically, Sahir, it is said. Or he came and he had one of the bones of the Prophet. So he used to do magic, like he used to make, small statues of, for example, the birds, or other things, and he used to make them alive, used to bring a kind of sound out of it. He used to make a statue of the cow or the other things, and he used to bring some kind of voices out of it. And people started to worshiping that, cow. And when they started it, the Prophet Harun, who was the successor of Prophet Musa, he called them back towards the right path. But imagine that Musa alayhi salam was for 40 days away from his nation, and his nation became the worshiper of the cow. Now, a baby cow, for example, like Gusale, it was the baby cow. So they become the worshiper of a baby cow in 40 days when Musa alayhi salam wasn't there. Now, in the Quran, it is very interesting when we look at the verses. The Prophet Harun said to them that, why don't you come back? Why you're worshiping this? And this is all, this is not the right thing. You need to come back, follow the book, follow the teachings of Musa alayhi salam. They said that when Musa alayhi salam will come back, we will return back to what he says. So we're not going to listen to you. Now, interesting thing is, Prophet Harun alayhi salam was the successor of Prophet Musa, number one. Number two, he was a prophet by himself. So they did not listen to him, and they made an excuse that when Prophet Musa will come back, then we will return back to the original thing that is like a religion. Now, I just want to make a point. The point is, the time in which we are living, the Imam of time is in occultation, in ghaibat. Prophet Musa, for 40 days, he went away. Our Imam is for 1,200 years. He has some successors in the shape of Maraje or Mujtahid. And we see that in today's world, there are many people, when you go out to the centers, you talk to them, to our Muslim brothers, Mu'min brothers, they say, when Imam will come, we will follow him. We do not want to follow a fallible person who is a marji or mujtahid. We do not want to do taqleed. We want to do taqleed of Imam, but when Imam comes, we will do that. And they refuse the successor of the Imam. They refuse the representative of the Imam, which were set by Imam in the time of occultation, and they're doing whatever they want to do. So, and the Quran, the major part of the Quran, we can say, the stories of the prophets that we have, most of that is covered with the story of the Prophet Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel. This is Bani Israel and the Musa alayhi salam in the Quran. So we have many, resemblance with the Bani Israel. Our characteristics, the way of, following the religion, and believing, it is very similar to Bani Israel. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions the story of Bani Israel in the Quran. And therefore, we need to be very much careful, and we must read the story of Bani Israel. This chapter is teaching a lot of things about Muslims of this time. Why? Because we have resemblance. We are similar to them in belief, in our, things that we do. So that is one thing. The other thing is, I talked about the Jews and the Christians, Hadu wa Nasara. This is the only verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran has directly said, Inna alladhina, and those who amanu, believed. This is for Muslims who just believe from outside, but they do not practically, believe in the principles of Islam, or practically with their actions, they do not show that they're Muslims. In alladhina amanu, those who believe, wallazina hadu, and the Jews, wal nasara, and the Christians. Was sabi'in is obviously a group who believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man amana billah, the condition is, man amana billah, whoever really believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wal yawmil akhir, and the day of judgment. His actions proves that he believes in the day of action. And because he believes in the day of action, that's why he does not perform any kind of injustice. He does not oppress others. He does not backbite. He does not, there are many things. Because when we believe in Yawm al-Akhir, then wa'amila salihan, and they have performed the good deeds. Falahum ajruhum inda rabbihim. Then there is an ajr, a reward for them from their Lord. Wala khawfun alayhim wala hum yahzanun. This is the only verse which I found in my research, that Allah has taken the name of Yahud and Nasara, like the Jews and the Christians, where Allah said, and Allah put some conditions upon them. And here Allah is also talking about those who believe, that if they believe in a way that they do not commit this, and they believe in Allah and the day of judgment, then Allah, and they perform the good deeds, then there is an ajr for them. Otherwise, whenever there is a word hadu or nasara is used in the Quran, Allah is condemning. Allah is talking about their, how they were deviated from the right path and what they believe actually. So these were the verses. We end up with the, I think page number 12 was the last page. Yes. What was the last verse which sister recited? I think this was this وَقَالُوا قُلُوبَنَا غُلْفِ. Anyone helping? Where we stopped?
Malana, assalamu alaikum. I believe we're starting from page 11.
Page 11, all right. Did I even to... We finished page 11, right?
We stopped on ayah number 29. I'm 69. Sorry, 69.
All right, okay. 60, we stopped at 69, so we did 10 yes. pages. All right. So we stopped at 69, and then inshallah we will be reciting verse number. I think I went back for the verse. No, it's not 69. We recited 69. قالوا ادعوا ربنا يبين لك. Oh, this was the last thing.
That was the last page.
We're right. ready for verse 70.
We are reciting 70. After 69, 70. قالوا ادعوا ربنا ربك.
Inshallah. Inshallah, we'll start from verse number 70. Yes. I thought, you know, because I'm keep moving these page up and down on the screen and it keeps mixing, like it sometimes go forward or back. So I'm mixed up. Anyways, thank you. So we finished at 69, and it is better. Like I recommend you to read the translation of the pages that we have done. So I'm just talking about a couple of the verses, but it is better to read the verses because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about the Bani Israel, the story of Bani Israel started, and then how Allah gave them manu salva, and they said like, oh Allah, we don't want this. Send garlic for us. I don't know. You know, these vegetables, and we are tired of eating the heaven foods. So, you know, what do you need? You know, Allah is giving you the food masala. Of heaven. You know, Allah is giving you the manu salva, yeah? And what else you need? So, but there are people, what to say? They want this worldly, enjoyments, and they prefer this material world over the hereafter. They prefer the enjoyments of this world over the, you know, enjoyments of the hereafter. So, inshallah, may Allah forgive all our sins and guide us towards the right path and keep us steadfast on His path, inshallah. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand the Islam and spread the true Islam amongst our community and the world, inshallah. If there is any question, I'll take questions.